Rorik Honda.
Wait.
Rorik Mazda?
How about both?
Yeah.
How about just the Rorik name? We are so fortunate to work with such a great family of longevity and in the car industry.
Right. The Rorik name is synonymous with the Rorik Advantage. Mm-hmm. And soon we'll be making an announcement about adding Rorik Mazda to the Yajagov podcast.
You just kind of made that announcement, but we'll take it.
Oh, so. My God. Anyways.
Just go buy a Rorik car.
Right. And tell them Yajagov sent you. Right. In the meantime, we're going to start the Yajagov podcast from
Rachel's house at the Yajagov Media Christmas party.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word Jagov is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word Jagov. When someone cuts you off on a parkway. Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, Jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, Jagoff?
This is Captain Wild Bill.
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Rocky Blair.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
So this is the Jagoff Podcast, the Christmas party version.
Yeah.
There are
20.
20 some people here in your house.
I love it.
Yeah, and food by Sprezzatura, plus food by everybody. Colin brought some sangria.
That's not
Robert
food.
Brought some rum cake.
It's drenched in rum. Yeah. I can't wait to dig in.
And
Tiffany and TJ brought the cutest Christmas tree.
Made of Nutella.
Of Nutella.
And, yeah. And, they're cookies.
Homemade wine from the Casciatos.
Everybody you're going to hear on the podcast this week is everybody or a bunch of people who we work with and are at the party tonight.
Well, it's super important to us because these are the people who make this happen. We can't say thank you enough for these people who are surrounded by us. So this is the least we could do to give our thanks. I mean,
right.
That's it. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So a lot of the people, you hear their names often. They're here tonight, and we're so happy that they're part of the Yajagov family.
And some of them you don't hear because, again, they're doing work out of town or off hours while we're getting to play podcaster.
We just want everybody to know some of the accomplishments that Yajagov Media had in 2019, and it's because of every single person in this room.
And that's because we have a marketing company, Yajagov Media, and when we have to, some days we have to do our jobs, and other days these people do our jobs so that we can go play podcaster.
So I just want you guys, everybody in this room, to listen because in some capacity you played a part in every one of these things. So, we were brought on by Entercom this year, and they have actually used us as on-air personalities through Entercom, and now the Yajagov podcast is on radio.com through Entercom.
Yep. And we did a Valentine game show last year that was at the Arcade Theater, and it sold out, which we are repeating again this year on February 7th.
We did a fashion show with Kia Tomlin at the Block Northway, and that was a pretty important deal because we raised money for the underground...
Sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking, yep.
And then we did a 5K. Again, thanks to everybody here. We did a 5K for the Insulators Local 2 that raised
$13,000. $13,000. The day after that, we did a bowling event with Santonio Holmes and raised over $30,000.
This year we did with Entercom, we did Light Up Night, which was actually Santa Spectacular at Point State Park. And
somehow that gimmick got people to turn their lights on and leave Santa
and
there.
And you can smile and see yourself from a helicopter.
We don't know about that. We have filled in on the Bubba and Melanie show.
You won the school board.
Woo!
Woo, yeah. I mean, I don't know how that happened without the help of everybody here. My biggest accomplishment with the help of my partner, John Chamberlain, was the Ultimate Liver Foundation, where we raised $40,000 for my mom's donor for her liver and for liver research. So that was amazing.
And we got hired by the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership to host some stages and watch people drink pickle juice without barfing.
And they didn't barf.
At Picklesburg.
We got them to not barf. Yeah.
Right.
We did the charitable with six different charities and had over 100,000 shares.
Opened Hamilton Tower, which, if you're not sure, Providence Point is a high-end retirement community, very active seniors in the Collier Township area, and we helped them open a brand new tower and fill it with people.
We executed the grand opening of Wahlburgers in Robinson and actually had a food truck that benefited St. Vincent de Paul.
We executed a Builders Guild event, and over 400 students attended it to learn about the building trades.
We did the Stone Temple Pilot, but not the Pilot's karaoke at Honda, and we karaoke'd out of a Honda Pilot and raised $400 for Zachary's mission.
Right, and we moved children. this year.
John did.
I moved one to the moon or moon and one to New York City. So I'm an empty nester this year.
Yeah. Aw, kind of sad. I had my 100th episode on the Ajagoff podcast, but our biggest accomplishment and the reason that everybody is in this room is because of our Zachary's Mission amazing award that we received 2 weeks ago. And, you know, we couldn't be named, you know, what we were named with them without every person in this room.
Absolutely. So kudos to everybody in this room and everybody clapping. You're going to hear them
That's
on the podcast
music, yeah.
coming up next.
So we kind of went through all of the amazing accomplishments for 2019, and we have Colin Parrish. And so John and I would randomly pop up at the Cheesecake Factory and try to lure you to come mm-hmm. work for us.
It was mojitos and bread and butter.
In the middle
actually.
Of the day.
We lured them.
We did. We had mojitos and bread, and we were like, Colin, why don't you think about this? And finally, 2 years ago in May.
Yeah, almost 2 years ago.
We were able to get them, and it hasn't been any better because then you have a partner at Rorick. Named Lair Bear.
I do. Say hi, Larry.
You're letting him say hi? That's nice of you.
I get my own microphone. That's
there
nice.
There you go. There you go. So what do you guys have to say? What stories do you want to tell? Listen, we sort of said that this could be a roast. If you want to roast us, you can. I wouldn't, but okay. if you want to.
I mean, the last time.
I hate roasts.
The last time I was on the podcast, we talked about, I think it was just like improvements with the
yeah.
work environment.
How did we do?
So it hasn't really improved that much because
wow.
Wine Wednesday still is not a thing.
Oh,
I remember bringing that up.
You
so
did.
If we could bring that up.
We do need a Wine Wednesday, but we moved our meetings to Friday, so that doesn't help. Blair, what's the biggest, like, yikes, what are they doing now? Like, what do you think about when you see us coming?
So Larry is a background. You could see him on the Honda, Rory Honda
hilarious.
Videos, right?
Yeah.
I think,
Larry,
like,
we show up and Larry, let's do this, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really have a choice.
I wish that we could do like a year-end bloopers reel.
Yeah.
Like
we
the
need to.
Things
we
that ends
to.
Up happening that people don't see.
Yes,
like
because that's the funniest stuff.
Like us stuffed in the back of a Honda Odyssey
the
upside
day we crawled
down.
In the backwards, yes.
Played backwards
John,
like bats.
John couldn't get over the third row and Rachel almost fell out of it.
I just laid there waiting.
Yeah.
But that's the fun stuff,
what
right?
What about Black Friday?
Oh, it's
woo,
hilarious.
Woo, woo.
Oh, they were hilarious.
Ladies.
I think
those
like
ladies.
One of my favorite things is whenever you guys are kind of in competition with each other over who's coming up with the better ideas.
Well,
I remember one time we were driving around and Rachel was in the back seat. I think John, you were in the front seat, and we were spitballing ideas. I want to say it was for the Stone Temple Pilots contest, and John came up with this really awesome elaborate
good.
Plan. And I turned around and I looked at Rachel and I said, wow, where are you at today? And John goes, I can't believe you just did that. You're in for it.
And I had a whole plan the next day, didn't I?
She racked her brain and she made sure to tell us that was her idea when it was done.
It is what it is. That's what we do. But again, guys, it's our thank you episode because we would not be as successful as we are without you guys. You're only as good as the support you have. And you guys are more than supportive. And we love having you. So
well,
your
work support, but your emotional support as well.
Yeah.
Like you support that we're actually crazy.
Yeah.
I think we
so,
make
get
a
it.
Great team. And
yeah.
like I know I was apprehensive at first joining the team and whatnot just because serving is what I was used to for 8 years.
The money
like,
was coming in, yeah.
Just the growth in Ajagoff in itself and even having my own creative ability to lead things on my own and just the writing itself, too. I mean, my writing is on national websites now, so, I mean, it's just lovely
I love
to
that
work
little,
here.
There you go.
Just throw that in, my
yeah.
writing's on
Wine Wednesdays.
And I'm glad you didn't say Jackoff because that's not the name
yeah,
of
Larry,
podcast.
Tell us that story.
Blair Wright?
All right, for
the name
certain,
of our podcast.
A certain named auto dealer.
So, it's actually kind of funny. With the whole name Ajagoff, so one of our partners, the owner of the company, so we were having a GM meeting and we got all the big wigs from the organization, the corporate execs and so on and so forth all in a room together, and he was gloating, I will give it to him, he was gloating about the work that you guys were doing and the progress that he's seeing, but he's from Texas, he doesn't understand like what a Ajagoff is. So he kept calling you guys the Jackoffs.
So there you go.
Everybody in the room is kind of like giggling a little bit, and they don't want to correct him because I mean, he owns everybody in the room.
They were like, shut up. But
so one of the guys pulls him aside, and he goes, are you sure that's it? I'm pretty sure it's Jagoff with a G. And he's like, well, what's the difference? And he goes, oh, there's a big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah. So
end result.
Now, every time that he talks about you guys, he goes, I'm not saying the name because I always mess it up, but but our people. Okay, our people.
So there you go. That's the new name of the podcast for 20.
All right, so you know this is we have a battery of questions for you.
John and I will give points for the best answers. So my daughter Adeline is going to ask. Go ahead.
Name one of John and Rachel's favorite drinks.
I mean, Rachel is kind of coffee, but John is chocolate milk.
That was really good. Yeah. That was really good. I mean, there's other answers that would suffice. So if you get that question, but that's really, it is coffee and chocolate milk. Yeah.
Can you name one show that Rachel or John like?
Marvelous Miss Maisel. Only because I watched that too. We've talked about it.
Wow. Okay.
She said only Jen could guess.
I said Jen will get it. All right. One more.
Can you name a job that they had before you Jagoff?
Each of us.
So John worked at Step Medevac.
Yeah.
And actually used to work with my father way back in the day. And then Rachel worked at Markowitz Communications.
Yeah, for longer than 4 months.
And Chico's.
But, yeah, Chico's. Wow, he's in the lead right now. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
All right. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Any nervousness? Do you feel good about this? You think you did well? You think you're in the lead?
Confidence is in the sangria, so.
Colin, who's next up?
Let's bring up Michelle.
Woo! Michelle!
So we visited Michelle's home because your goddaughter is her daughter.
Yeah.
And we left Michelle's home, and I'm like, why does Michelle not work for us?
That's the true story. So we left, and he said, Rach, why have you never brought her name up before? And I was like, well, Michelle was the national sales leader, really, at the Trib in sales. So I never thought about it before, right? And in March, you're here a year. That's how quickly things go.
And then you've had therapy with Dan Casciato, who's been one of the longest. And,
poor Dan Casciato.
And Dan's like, I haven't killed myself yet, so you don't either.
He's like, here's how to get through.
Therapy.
No, I'm sure Dan convenes them off hours and goes, guys, let's talk about them.
Yeah. Sure. We're talking today. And yes.
We recognize that we need to get ourselves together. But we all decided that you're the person who kind of reined us all in. We were like, Michelle, tell us when we're wrong. And you're like, there is a calendar. Answer people on emails. This is not hard, people. And we're getting there. Or you just do it for us.
And you appreciate day drinking, which we do appreciate, right? You support that, the effort.
There's a common thread here. There's a little day drinking. But. So what has the first 8 months been like?
It's been good. It's been good.
Troy's kicking her.
Troy's like, say good.
A lot of growth in 8 months.
Yeah, it's crazy,
it's
right? Well,
it's
as we
double the accounts.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Michelle, tell the story about this last week whenever we were supposed to have our team meeting.
We try to eat well.
Yeah.
Some of us show up with pizzas, but...
But then there's nobody there to eat it. Yeah.
The meeting gets canceled last minute.
I hate when that happens.
Wait, our meeting's at 11:30. No, make it 2.
2.
Yeah.
Make it 2:30. Wait, I'm at Sam's Club.
4 o'clock. Sam's Club.
As I'm driving around with a pizza in my car.
Yeah, we're sorry. We didn't mean it.
You know, when we're on a meeting and you hear the Sam's Club forklift going ee in the background, you're like, they're at Sam's Club. Yeah, right.
It happens.
So, Michelle, tell us a little bit. So, we're not going to say where you live just in case there are weirdos out there, but, you know, talk
Troy
about.
Troy was like, don't.
Yeah. So, do talk about, like, what interested you in working with us. Like, there was something, obviously, you're like, I don't know, let's try this out somewhere along the way, right?
Yeah, I like the creativity part. My background is in media, obviously, 20 plus years in media and freelancing. I did a little bit in magazines and newspapers, and it was just a branch of, you know, that same aspect of media and just taking it in a different direction. And it was exciting and new. And
Michelle won't say this, but so I started at the Tribune Review in 1999, and she was my first friend. So I walked in there so scared, like, what the heck? This was big time for me. And she befriended me, and I was amidst her group of people who were selling like crazy stuff in the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And we became friends instantly, and we stayed friends for over 20 years. And I'm so blessed and honored that her one of their daughters is my goddaughter. We've all stayed friends, and now we get to work together every day.
Yeah. There you go.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Well, yeah. And if
introduce Troy, though.
If you're listening to the podcast, though, Michelle is not for hire. This is not
no.
a LinkedIn kind of thing happening right now. She is
no.
not for hire.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need her for our, like, cohesion.
Right.
Like, whipping us into shape. I love when you're like, please answer this email.
If you don't answer my email, I'm going to text you 10 times.
I love it.
Should
Addie?
We go to questions? Addie, here
are you
we
ready,
go.
Michelle?
We get
yeah,
Michelle
Colin's
get some questions.
Questions were kind of easy. Go ahead.
Give me good ones, Ed.
Would you rather have your son be a comedian in New York or be a USA hockey player?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Uh-huh.
Because if they're a hockey player, they're traveling and you're more apt to see them, but then they could get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would have to say comedian, even though it's
a
little more challenging and you're taking a big chance. You always know where they're at and they're not going to get hurt.
You know what, though?
So I have to go for the comedian.
Michelle says comedian, Troy.
Actually, I think I got to go with, if I had a son, I'd be allowed to watch Star Wars because right now I just have all girls. So comedian, hockey player, both would work if I could kind of go see The Rise of Skywalker.
There you go. All right. Good answers. Those were good answers. Go ahead.
Who would you rather make a confession to?
Oh, that's hard, too.
My husband said John.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably would have been Rachel for 20 years, but now John, yeah, he's
a good dude.
He is
and
a good dude.
And I wear my emotions on my sleeve, so.
Absolutely.
Who would you rather negotiate with?
The same John or Rachel?
That's tough, too.
We're very similar.
Yes, you are very similar. You have very similar characteristics, but if I had to negotiate... I'd probably say Rachel.
I'm the sucker.
Yeah.
No, it's
not being a sucker. No, you both have different traits. It's
yeah,
different.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it would be
answer.
Easier if John has about 4 sangrias.
Yeah.
That's
There's
who
no
you want to go after.
Shrimp.
There's no question.
Or shrimp and sangria,
in front
you
of John,
or show that Zachary's
win.
Mission video, I'll cry, and then you're like, I'm a sack.
Yeah,
we have now found his new downfall.
Right.
We have.
The sangria is good.
Listen, we can't thank you enough.
Thank you both. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Same
Absolutely.
To you.
Now you get to pick who's next.
Yeah, who's next,
Dan
Michelle?
Or TJ or...
Well, yeah, we'll go with Dan.
We'll go with Dan.
Let's go with Dan.
She is getting tired.
You know I have headphones on when you do that, right? Dan Casciato and his daughter Gia.
Hello.
Gia, you get the award for being the prettiest outfit at the party.
No doubt. Okay. The rest of us are slack.
Right.
Slackers.
She came with her A game on to the party.
She's
right?
always on her A game.
I know.
She's thrilled to be... on the podcast. She loves podcasts.
Is that right?
We've done like, what, 4 podcasts ourselves so far.
Get out of town.
You're a podcaster and you're 5? Oh, 6. Sorry.
Yeah, come on, Rach. Get your facts right.
Get your numbers right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does Gia know Italian? Does she know any Italian? Okay. I'm just curious.
She's like, don't test me.
Yeah. Gia, tell us about your dance classes. Do you like them?
Yeah.
Or what are you working on right now in your dance class?
Tap, jazz, and ballet.
Oh, wow.
All 3.
Same here.
Same.
Nice. And what do you think about your dad working with us? Is he a nice guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he the best?
Yeah.
We think so, too.
Of course he is.
I got to tell you something really quick. I work with other clients and...
Whatever.
What?
People
Whatever.
Yeah. Son of a gun, you. Get out.
First thing, I work with, like Bob or Mike or Harvey or whoever else. And John... With John, it's always John Chamberlain. When your name always comes up, she's like, was that John Chamberlain?
Oh,
It's like first and last name all the time. It's just really
that
funny.
Is so
that's
cute.
Funny.
And all the times you guys call, where you know, sometimes I'll answer when I'm taking her to school, and yeah.
She's like,
you're on a first and last name basis with her.
Okay, yeah, John Chamberlain. Like John Bell. John Bell. Yeah, John Bell. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, when your dad is frustrated, it must be John Chamberlain on the phone, right? He's like, ah, it's them again.
A little bit, right? Well, we very much appreciate your dad, so that's why we're having you both on, because we wouldn't even have anything without him. Do you know that?
So, yeah. Dan, let's talk about working. You have all these clients, as we found out now tonight, which is, we thought they were kept.
Dan has other clients.
Dan has other clients, which we'll fix that on Monday. But
we will put a fix on that. We'll put a fix on that.
Right, right. Dan, I know we talked about this a little bit at Rachel's 100th episode, but talk about those times when you get those weird phone calls from us about the websites or whatever. Talk about those times. And you
Social pilot.
You're not a type A. You're not a type B.
No.
You're like a type C or D personality, like totally level-headed. Dan, you just won $1 million. Hey, guys, what's up? Dan's having
we
a heart
love
attack.
You.
Dan's having a heart attack. Hey, guys, what's up? It's the same reaction. Yeah.
No, I have to be. Yeah. I take every situation. I deal with it the same way. I just remain calm. And no, I mean.
How long have you worked for the CIA?
Dan, you are so even keeled. And we find, like, we will hang up with the client and we'll be like, let's call Dan. Dan will have the answers. You are such, you're like that peaceful part of everything that we're like, thank God. But we're starting to worry that there's too much. We're like, well, Dan could do that, you know?
So. All right, Dan.
We love you guys, and we can't thank you enough for and your family for putting up with the millions of questions that we have.
Calls
we know
during
that we invade
dinner, calls during
family
breakfast,
time.
Calls during Gia's rides to school.
Yeah, Gia. And you still like us.
What?
We're pretty lucky. So Adeline has three questions, Dan. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ad.
If you had to pick John and Rachel to be your roommate for 2 years, who would you pick?
Probably John.
Wow, he just looked right at me. He just looked right at me, too, with the dagger.
Like, should I say that?
He knows you have gas.
Who said that? Okay, next one.
Would you
wait. Why, Dan?
I've known John longer.
All right, that's fair enough.
Would you rather have your son be a comedian in New York or be a USA hockey player?
Do you want to be a comedian or a hockey player? A hockey player.
Oh, it's tied up. One more.
If you had to pick John or Rachel to be... Who would you rather confess?
If you... Because we're all Catholic, Dan. We were raised as Italian Catholics, right?
Yes.
If you had to give your confession to someone, which of us would it be? You're going to go with longevity.
I'm going to go with Rachel.
Oh, you're fired. Go get your other clients.
Go to your others. Yeah, I love it. I love it, Dan. I think he gets full points.
Yeah,
just
for sure. Dan. Gia gets the points for cuteness. So you get a complete score of 100.
There you go.
I think so.
Dan,
you know, she's
going
to ask me to buy these mics now.
Oh, yeah. Like, right.
We'll get you a mic.
iPhone for a podcast.
Love it.
The Gia podcast. We love it.
Listen, we're getting sappy in our old ages, but we can't thank you guys enough. Your family, you guys, we're all growing more and more. And I love these opportunities that we get to really know you and your family. And we can't thank you enough for all that you do.
No, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks. Yeah,
love you guys.
Merry Christmas. Oh, I said love you.
Ah!
Colin and Michelle, where are they? They're outside smoking. Yeah.
So,
thank you.
So you don't know the story. You don't know the story.
They get bonus points.
Dan, every day we get off the phone,
conference.
We say, I love you. That was long before the Bubba Show did it. And I would always say, Dan. He would never say it back. And I'd say, Dan, what, you can't say I love you in front of all your friends at work? And now he says
Dan
it back.
Dan told us he loved us.
Yeah, that's
you
funny.
Missed it. Without Dan, us prompting it, because we always say, I love you, Dan. He's like, okay, nice. Love you guys.
Robert,
you're on every Milestone podcast.
What?
You realize that?
I think other than Douglas Deard, I've been on most. But we have a contest going on, you know.
Yeah.
You
and Doug.
Is that right?
It's like getting almost like arm wrestling serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to lose.
Oh. No doubt about it. So, Robert Miles, you're our friend from the north side, and the Pittsburgh. Excuse me. Wow, I just hiccuped. Pittsburgh concierge.
Tastes like bologna.
Real quick.
Jumba. Jumba.
What was, so the different podcasts you've been on, what podcast was your favorite, do you think?
I think the first one we did at Fifth Avenue Place at Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Because
yeah.
John's like, okay. Do you want to be on the podcast? Because I'd been on one before. So I like went to a bar and had like four drinks before I came down.
Wow.
I
was like you did tonight.
Well, hey, it's not my fault it took so long to get me on the air. I was ready two drinks in.
We called you when you were at the bottom of the driveway, and it took you that long to get up.
Well, it took me that long to walk up. Don't wear high heels when you come here.
No, ever.
Not that I have high heels on.
Now I have great calves.
But don't walk down. That's even harder.
I hate walking down.
Oh, my God.
Brother, that's why I sometimes just live and don't
even
leave.
When I got to my truck, I was ready to go home. I was like, I'm not coming back.
But we have everything you need. We have alcohol,
food.
Yeah,
but I was down there.
Okay. Yeah. So talk about your life in Pittsburgh, Robert. I mean, we've seen you decorate
things
to the hill.
Oh, my God, this could take forever.
But, yeah, you know, 3 seconds.
Yeah. Oh,
fabulous.
Yeah. Not originally from Pittsburgh, but you moved here in
1975 to go to art school.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm leaving.
Right.
Just saying.
Wow. That makes you feel welcomed.
I love you. Came for art school, stayed. And now you are
I've
like
lived
a
everywhere,
legend.
But I love this city. I truly have a deep love for this city. And I always have. I mean, I've lived in D.C., L.A., Chicago, New York. I love Pittsburgh. And I was one of those people, no matter where I went, it was like, somebody say something about Pittsburgh, and I was ready to fist fight in any gay bar in the city, anywhere in the world.
So my kids, Colin and Hannah, who might be next, they think you're the
Maybe.
Funniest man they've
well,
ever met.
Well, at least Colin does.
Yeah.
Hannah does. Hannah does.
Yeah, but I love her.
She's great, yeah. Well, they park in your lot for
well,
free.
Well, that has nothing to do with
oh,
it. Because if I didn't love them, they wouldn't park there.
Yeah. You
don't sorry,
put,
fool.
You don't put syrup on their steps.
I do not put syrup on their steps.
So in case you're ever out in
we're
front
gonna
of...
We're going to have to explain that someday, yeah, John. Thank you.
No, let's not.
On the pod. So if you're listening to the podcast, Robert runs... This building at the corner of Cedar and
1010 Cedar Avenue.
Yep.
Well, it used to be the Allegheny Inn, but it's up for sale. But I still hang out there.
People sort of squat on your
on my steps,
right?
Yeah, like
and
waiting
so you
for the
like
Port
it,
Authority
so you,
bus.
So
I syrup must there.
So you squirt
a little
maple
Butterworth
syrup.
Just goes a long way.
Just so, a little yeah. bit.
I thought today there was somebody sitting up there. I thought, you know, it is Christmas. And I said, get off my steps.
Oh, that was
so
nice.
That's your life hack
there.
For this podcast is yeah. syrup on the steps for people that are stealing
well,
your space.
Well, if we weren't on the podcast, I would share the note I got from one of my...
We're
one
not
of,
sharing
but
that
But when you come over, I'll have to share it with
right.
you.
Let me start with this. What sure. is your favorite John and Rachel story? What's your favorite memory? You've known us each now. You and I have been friends 3 years.
I actually knew you... Knew John first,
mm-hmm.
and then met you. But
you're closer
I think,
with me.
I think probably my favorite would be the 100th episode. Aww. I had a great time that evening.
Yeah, John
you know,
did an amazing event.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you all did because, you know, I have this love for your mom, of course.
I
and just to be there, and I just feel so welcome in this community,
and
your community, your family.
You. Yeah.
So, but I think that was my favorite because for me it was very personal.
Yeah, it was. It was very personal.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, I'm deeper than people think.
Yeah. Well, and for us, you know, we're super emotional right now, and because we feel like we've been so lucky for the things that we've been able to do, and everybody in this room just. Yeah. Encompasses that. And
well,
you're
you know
them.
What? You have to embrace the good.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
The good is so much more powerful. I mean,
no
than
doubt.
The bad.
So hit everybody with the news on what's happening after January 1st with you.
Well, I'm going to be joining the Jagoff podcast team.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So I will be. I think
our producer didn't tell us that.
Colin. Robert's on the Jagoff
so
podcast.
After starting January, I will be doing, I'll have my own tab on the podcast and I will be joining
Does
them.
Does Dan know yet? Have we told yeah. him? He's on his Dan? Way out
Wait,
the door.
TJ and Dan just ran out of the building going,
Dan.
Don't do it on New Year's Day.
He knows.
Don't.
But I'm going to be joining you. Fortunate people and hanging out with you, which I can't wait to do.
And we love it. And so you're going to feature different blogs.
I'm going to be
about city life,
about
right?
city life with events coming up.
So we'll have a tab about all things Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I'll be doing focusing on events coming up. Obscure. I want to do things that like aren't what everybody knows is happening.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
little things are happening. New restaurants opening. New music coming to town. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want to do the tab
Colin,
Pittsburgh
is that okay?
concierge. Okay, ask TJ. Colin, TJ and Dan have to fix
Colin
it.
Colin said yes. TJ and Dan are
we
like,
both
I
said
hate
yes.
Them.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. You ready for some questions?
You ready?
Yes.
Rapid fire. Pickle, go. All right. Ready?
What is John and Rachel's favorite meal?
Favorite meal?
Meals. Any, do you know this?
Anything I cook.
Wow.
That's
the Robert answer.
That is true. Yes.
If you walked into a store, would you rather have John or Rachel at the register?
John.
Wow.
Why?
You just looked right in my face.
Why?
Who does that?
Why?
Because he's nicer.
He's not.
We don't all need a little more professionalism in our lives.
Oh.
Done. I'm done.
All right. One more question, Addie.
Who is early and who is late?
Oh, my. John is early. Rachel is late.
Everyone knows mom is late.
Yeah. Addie gets like 100 points for that one. Yeah. So, Robert, welcome for coming to the Jagoff
I can't
blog.
Wait. I'm really excited
Pittsburgh
about it.
Pittsburgh Concierge tab, right?
And we love you, and that's why you're here, because you are such a support system
well,
for us.
If I
we
didn't love
you,
I wouldn't be here. So.
No.
So even though you just said he was nicer, which was your death wish.
Merry Christmas,
welcome
Rachel.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Nice. All right, you get to pick who's next.
Oh, yeah, the kids.
Yeah.
The kids.
All right, Colin and Hannah, come on over.
The Chamberlain kids. How about that? We've never had both of them at the same time.
That would be true.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
No.
Why are you nervous? I would be nervous. I'm looking at their faces, and I'm like, I'm going to drink more.
This is easy.
Rachel hasn't made eye contact with us yet.
I have. Hannah, just you.
All right.
I can look right at her and tell her the truth.
Tell us your favorite John Chamberlain story, Hannah. Go. Okay, Colin.
Let Hannah go first.
Sure. What's your favorite Christmas memory of your dad?
Oh, my God. Remember the one year the Christmas tree fell down twice in one year. It was just like consistently falling down. We wake up every morning. It was
real
just be on the ground. Real tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one would pick it up. It was really a metaphor for our family. It was just falling apart. And my father was like, live and lie. Let it lie. If you're not going to water it, let it lie. So no one picked it up. It was a horrible Christmas.
Hannah, is this true?
Yes, this is true. My dad around the holidays.
What's he get, like neurotic?
We just wait till the last minute to do a lot. So it's like the tree falls, and then he yells that we have to bring the heavy bins up, and no one's helping, and Colin drags the tree through the backyard with barefoot because he has no time to put shoes on. And it's quite
Colin, you've done that?
Yeah, done a lot.
Just because. What's your dad doing while that's happening?
I don't know.
Podcasting.
Yeah.
Blogging.
He's trying to see if Casey Hampton is free to go sit on a porch in Beachview. I don't know. Who cares? He's seeing if the guy that runs K Jewelers in the Mall at Robinson wants an ad. I don't know. We're decorating the tree.
Well, John, what questions do you have?
Listen, I'll tell you, if you're going to ask them stories about me, Colin, first grade, he would cry every time he went into the class because
God,
the lady was noisy,
hurtful.
Right? But after he got oriented to her, one day, I can't remember what it was, but I was standing at the door, and all the kids looked out, and they were laughing. And the teacher's, like, laughing,
like making eye
right.
contact laughing.
And then Colin comes home and tells me the reason why they were laughing is because he told the class and the teacher that his dad had gas problems. First grade.
Colin.
What?
Who does that?
I mean, I don't know. I was trying to make friends, I'm just trying to bring everybody together.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, Hannah, we always did really good Halloween costumes, to be honest with you.
I hear about these Halloween costumes all the time.
One year, Hannah wanted to be dry cleaning. We fashioned this costume for dry cleaning. Now, the costumes always looked good, mm-hmm. but they never were quite practical to operate in, mm-hmm. such as walk. So we went to a parade at the Robinson Town Center. Colin was Inspector Gadget with music coming out of his head.
Look at
and
that.
Hannah was dry cleaning.
He was a lonely man.
And
he had a lot of time on his hands.
And we were walking, and all of a sudden Hannah wasn't there, and she was like a turtle. She had tipped over, and she couldn't get back up because the costume wasn't operational. Now, the fact is they both won.
You know what's funny?
Hannah's is super
Rachel goes,
poised.
Rachel goes, what's a funny story about your dad? Maybe a story where, I don't know, he forgot to set the timer on the oven or something. And then my dad goes, when Colin was in first grade, he used to cry every day. And Hannah fell on her back once and couldn't get up. Those were his stories that he chose. When Colin was in first grade, he was traumatized to the point he'll never get back from it. And Hannah fell
Hannah
in a group
so
of public.
And like, Hannah's like, this is what happened.
I mean, he went for a career story with Colin. I thought he would tell the story. Like, he made me a SWAT costume. I thought that was our best costume.
There you go.
He made me a SWAT paramedic costume when I was like 8. I wore his paramedic boots.
That was foreshadowing.
That was definitely. Oh,
that's a good one.
That was before. That was early when you could go to school dressed as, you know, a Soviet, a KGB agent and not have
anymore.
Any issues.
No,
right. Now,
no.
Now if you wear combat boots to school, right, people are looking over their shoulder. Right.
People, right. Yeah, you are done. You are done. Yeah. What do you guys think of the podcast? Go ahead.
What podcast?
What are your thoughts on it? Like, to you, are you like, oh God, there they go? Like, when this all started, were you like, damn, there they go?
When the podcast started?
When we start a podcast, like even tonight, what was your thoughts?
I was wondering, why ruin a good party? That's what I Everyone seems to be having a good time. And why, but you committed to it, which is very respectable.
Yeah, right.
Is that you didn't care how much fun everybody was having. You demand they come over here and talk into your fake radio show and sort of break up the conversation for the night. I like, Hannah made a good point. Oh. When you started the podcast, you did a solid 15 minutes of all your accolades, which is nice because a lot of people don't talk about themselves so highly. So that was really nice to see. That was
true.
Nice.
True. You're right, Colin. That was
Hannah,
all your dad.
You
He's
agree?
Like, let's talk about what we do.
Mm. That yes,
is that,
that
what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're here to celebrate you guys.
Not
so
us. No,
it felt like we were.
Oh, sorry. Now we're in therapy. I don't know how we got to therapy with the Chamberlain.
Hey, we just have a couple quick announcements, real quick. We know you're having a great time at the party, but we raised $100,000 last year for Mike Tomlin's cousin's M&M sale. For Pittsburgh Public Schools.
No,
so if you see Ladarius Tomlin, make sure he says hi. He's got a Jagoff bumper sticker now.
Who's Ladarius?
That's his cousin. That's Mike Tomlin's.
The M&M guy.
Yeah, that was like, it did seem a lot about you
wow,
guys.
I'm sorry,
Hannah,
Colin.
Talk about driving. Talk about
wow.
driving with
How
me.
How open-ended.
I don't know what happens sometimes.
Hey, let's pull the listeners in. Hannah, talk about driving.
I honestly had a good experience driving with you. Colin, on the other hand, that was rough to be in the back seat for. There was a lot of crying, a lot of screaming, a lot of fighting. But I thought we actually got along when I drove because I'm definitely more my dad. But Colin, on the other hand, he didn't have such a great experience driving with my dad.
No, we had rough driving.
He yells. My dad yells a lot.
Mm-hmm. He yells a lot.
At drivers?
At
his
kids.
Dan Nagles understands.
Yeah, he was yelling at everybody, yelling at me, the radio camera.
I think he's even yelled at parked cars thinking
no
someone
question.
Was stopped.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that they understand my life. This
yeah,
is
it
life
was a
with
lot.
John. Yeah.
There was a lot going on.
What is
on.
Your favorite
I used
thing
to,
about
I used
your
to
dad?
Know.
Both of you.
Oh.
Wow, Robert. Robert, why are you mad?
What did he say?
Hannah?
Hannah. They're like, rock, paper, scissors.
No, you go first.
It got really quiet in here, so I'm super. You know I don't like attention.
Everyone wants
very.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, we all know he's a good dude.
I think so. Definitely his work ethic. Like, he has taught us that you have to work day and night to accomplish what you want. And
even if you get nothing out of
it. Yeah, you know what?
As we have seen.
Even if that means tucking all of your shirts into your underwear because you got dressed in the dark like he does.
Right. Yes.
But it all really just builds his character. Like he's yeah. taught us to just, no matter how hard
he
works.
His eye is always on the prize. His eye is always on the prize.
Yeah.
To the point where you'll
everything
be talking
else
to him
is blocked
and
out.
You'll say, you know, we've been talking for 30 minutes. I didn't even know you were with me. It's like it's a lot like being alone. when you talk to him. But that's like, because he's so focused. He's so focused yeah. on the next goal.
Yeah.
You know, he's just walking around,
like, oh,
zipper
Colin,
down,
Colin
buttons
fell down
undone.
The steps, but right. hang on, I got to get this posted before midnight.
Yeah, right. We have a big yeah. podcast. We have someone from the you know, the Shriners Club mm-hmm. was on this week playing a mandolin. And and we have to get this up to our listener.
It's true.
You know, so.
We understand. I understand.
All right. Questions.
Which sibling is nicer?
Between us.
Ooh. Hannah.
Oh, I would definitely say Colin. Colin's better at, like, faking it. Like, I don't fake my emotions
true
at all.
Story.
Right. Because you saw when she walked in here how much she did want to be here, right? You know, there was obviously no faking it. So,
I mean,
you know, which
Colin's
is nice.
Definitely the nicer one.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
I agree.
He just didn't want to say himself because he didn't
want
to start a fight.
Conceited,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
What was your biggest fight?
Our biggest fight?
I mean, I have a scar in the middle of my face from Colin.
She fell out of a
so
door.
So he pushed me out of a window. But
no, that's not
a
true.
A door?
She fell Colin. Out of a door. She fell out of a she fell out of a
out
doorway.
Of a door.
She fell out of a doorway. She was a kid. She fell
through. Fell, push, same thing.
Actually, the biggest fight we got in is the scar on your wrist when you kicked through the window.
I had
she punched through a storm
I went
storm
to chase
door to chase
out. I went to chase him
and cut her hand.
Colin
her
also let me
open.
Fall out of a tree. I was hanging from a tree and he tickled my feet and I fell and broke my arm.
At least you were tickling.
So I mean, there's a lot, as you can see.
Colin, you're the force behind a lot of Hannah's injuries.
I mean, I'm just you know, I didn't ask to be. I didn't ask to help. You know what I mean? No yeah. one should
you're
be looking
there.
For
go
me.
Go ahead, add three.
Who is John's favorite and who is Rachel's favorite?
Oh, of them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Who wrote
oh, that's oh, Colin.
My kids.
Colin.
Addie, why are you trying to ruin our Christmas?
Did she just make these up right now? Wow, Ad. That was.
Colin, I don't have a problem admitting it's Colin. He's definitely the star of the show for our family. Oh. So I don't mind sharing. He can have that.
Oh.
He's
no,
better
see,
than
I think
Hannah.
Hannah.
It was Hannah.
I think Hannah
that's
is
funny.
My father's favorite kid.
Well, when we first got here, don't forget, he said, this is my son, Colin, and that's Hannah.
And that's Hannah.
So I think...
She'll be cleaning up sternos after the party.
A Freudian slip right there would probably say his favorite's Colin. Right.
She'll be around with a chafing dish if anybody needs an appetizer.
In my defense, the people I was introducing... knew you, and I realized that they knew you were my kids, so I didn't need that part.
Wow.
I,
honestly, as an outsider-ish,
yeah.
I would go Hannah.
You would go Hannah is my dad's favorite kid.
Mm-hmm. And then I pull in, and I'm like, well, Colin, let's give Colin some work.
Sure. Right.
You make me nervous, so I'm always like, Colin.
Hannah's
Colin.
Definitely my dad's favorite. They always yeah. were. They like to hang out together.
I see
they'll send me
way.
Pictures of themselves together. They'll be like, hey, we're down at the Strip District for lunch. I was like, I was with you 20 minutes ago. Like, I don't understand. How did I not also get to the Strip District?
Right.
You both told me you had to work, you know?
They're working. All right, guys, your time's up. Who's next?
Yeah. Who's Yeah, you have to pick who's next.
Oh.
Addie and Dawn.
The Nakles.
Ah.
Yeah, the Nakles.
The Nakles. Family.
Nakles up.
Joanne and Dan Nakles.
Mm-hmm.
So Danny Nakles, like who was it earlier? He said John Chamberlain. Dan Cachetto said.
We say Dan Nakles.
He says,
We don't just say Dan. We say Dan Nakles.
Danny Nakles.
Yeah.
Or if you're talking into my phone, it's Daniel Nakles.
Daniel Nakles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So
when we're trying to call you by voice.
Right.
Yeah, Danny, it's easy. We got
Danny
it.
Nakles.
Dan, this is the first time you've actually met most of the team.
Yes.
Yeah,
I only know
everybody away from
you. Thought you were the only. You thought you were employee number one.
That's right,
and the only one.
I thought I was the only one.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
Little did I know.
Yeah,
Dan Cachetto has like 400 hats.
Yeah,
and we just keep telling him how great he is, so that he stays around.
Yeah,
right.
Well, John tells me how great I am.
Right,
I don't because I was mad that you didn't come to San Antonio Homes.
I know.
I mean,
she
heard a bowling game.
She already brought that up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, it's only a half a mile down the road.
Right. Right. And just like
I was game to go.
Listen, just like tonight. I think you were game to come here and he wanted to go to your brother's party in Butler. Who does that? What is wrong with you, Dan Nagles?
How dare I put family before Rachel?
And right. Son. Right. Yeah. We're good people.
Right.
And we just want to hang out with you. And you stop that a lot. I don't know why.
I have this social anxiety issues.
I'm sorry to hear that. I don't believe it. But so tell us how you, I love how you and John know each other. What is this connection?
Well, we both worked together.
Had the same job.
Single white female I'm looking for.
That's right. Well, we were both paramedics, so we kind of always knew each other. But we worked together at UPMC, I guess, for a while.
Yeah, right.
And then worked together again at Stat Medevac.
Okay.
And, I took his job after he left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
He was the reason why I was fired.
Right.
He booted me out.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
And now you're fine.
That's the only reason I got the job.
No,
because he left.
Now. Yeah.
If he had not left, I would not have had the job.
Yeah.
EMS can sort of be fun, right? But not really.
Oh, ask my wife.
No. No.
So, I'm fun, I think. Right?
Joanna, is he fun?
Yeah,
he's okay.
He's all right?
I'm really not fun.
I hear you're more fun.
Joanne, hold that close. Yeah,
okay.
Joanne, you are more fun. When I call, you are the sense of humor that answers Dan's phone.
You're the only reason. I'm the only reason you call.
They have
heard
a conversation.
I've heard that he that actually hopes that she answers.
Yeah, they have a conversation, and then I just, you know.
You chime in at some point.
I'll say, who was that? She'll say, I was Joanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
There are sometimes I call and ask Joanne, is Dan home? And she says, yes, then I hang up.
Right.
Once in a while, but usually we want to hear from Dan. Right.
The last time John called, before he hung up, he said, "Your wife is the funniest person I know.
She is funny.
And I think she's great." How about John's introduction? When you walked in my house tonight for the party, he would make you stop at the front door and say, "This is Dan Nagles and Joanne Nagles." It was the most awkward moment of everyone's life. And I'm sorry for that because coming into my house, I would not expect anybody to go through that. But John, that's what you did.
Well, I apologize.
I didn't know what to say, but it was fine.
Yeah, you felt like you had to give like a 3-second.
Although I was making it uncomfortable.
Although it was kind of, I kind of liked it because then I didn't have to introduce myself.
There you go.
To anybody.
John's always one step ahead, right?
Yeah.
So listen, all kidding aside, John is one of the greatest guys I've ever met in my life, and I am truly lucky to have a partner like him.
Yeah, I would.
Isn't it great?
I would agree.
Like every day is great to go to work. We're so fortunate. We say this all the time. Like people say, you have fun. He is. He's a considerate guy.
Right.
Yeah. He is.
I'm glad this is following up my kids.
You're right.
Yeah. Because that could have gone south pretty quickly.
Yeah. Hey, when are you sending the chat?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
If you had to pick John and Rachel to be your roommate for 2 years, who would you pick?
To be my roommate?
Yeah.
For 2 years?
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, my children came up with these questions.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I came up with a stupid.
No, you didn't.
Well, I guess I'd have to pick John because I've known him longer.
Yeah, and I mean, you took the Dan Cachado way out, and that's okay because Colin would have picked me.
But I like Rachel a lot.
Ed,
I really
he's
do.
Safe. He likes me. It's okay.
I do. Yeah, go she's ahead. Okay, but I'd have to be John. Yeah.
Name one of John and Rachel's favorite drink.
Do you know our favorite drink?
Well, I know John. Sometimes, we haven't lately, but sometimes we would meet for coffee in the mornings. And he always got hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. He fakes the coffee.
Yeah.
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 If you know John, he's a coffee faker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm That's sure if they had chocolate milk, he would get chocolate milk.
No question.
But he would get hot chocolate.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and I don't know Rachel's.
Coffee. I'm a real coffee drinker.
Oh, you are a real coffee drinker?
Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Addie.
Would you rather play hockey with John or play with Rachel in basketball?
I think I'd play basketball with Rachel.
You know, listen, my cousins.
I can't skate.
Dan cannot skate.
I cannot skate.
No.
Yeah, Joanne.
Play basketball with me then.
Joanne can skate. I can't even stand up on skates.
So I hear a competition. All right, Ad, how are we wrapping up? Are they good? Did they do well?
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. We can't thank you guys enough.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Glad you
Thanks
came
for
on.
Having us.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
We talked earlier about Dan being type, not A, not B, not C, not D.
What's TJ?
TJ is definitely a C or a D.
TJ, talk about the Local 2 logo that you wanted to kill us on. Because I heard tonight my husband was like, I really like that logo. And you're like, thank God I got some feedback. So there's that.
You know, it's like every other project that John ever has. It just,
oh God.
It just, you just go with the flow. It's like the same thing if you would fall out of a raft when you're whitewater rafting. You know, they just say, keep your toes up and don't get stuck in the bottom. That's any project with John, you know?
Yeah, right.
Just go with the flow. And, and so I learned, and actually it doesn't ever affect me. So it's just always fun to be working with you guys. So
aww,
it's fine.
You're so sweet. Yeah. And I was lucky enough to be brought in. There's this like little like circle of people, and you guys are among them. And I got to know you guys, and I'm super lucky for it, right?
And I always tell Rachel that, you know, when we first started working together, the best part is that I was your boss, but I really wasn't your boss, because you knew more about the company and the industry than I did. And I always say the one thing you knew offhand is not to be a yes man. You're like, I would come up with these, because we do this all the time. We come up with these crazy ideas, and our clients look at us like we have two heads.
One of our clients says, go back in the box.
Yeah.
And go back.
You're that guy. You look sideways. You go no, or you'll say, well, how will that actually work? Like, you taught me down from the bridge,
or the ledge.
On the same token, it's just who you are as a person. You allow that kind of dialogue to happen and that honesty. And I think that's a testament to the character that you have. With even though you were my boss, and I remember the first day you say, "No, I make this much, and I know you make this much, but we're going to figure this out together." And that's what we did every day that I worked with John.
And so that's the way it is now. I say to Rachel, "I know you make this much, and I only make this much."
Oh, Christ, Colin, don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him.
No. But in getting us on the phone, you have to admit
that's hard.
Too crazy. It has to be. Dan didn't
because
say it
because I'm in the middle of like a hockey practice.
Yeah.
And I'm walking back and forth, and you're like driving to the post office,
right.
And we're like, TJ, do you have 3 minutes for a call?
You know what though? What's funny is that the phone etiquette that you guys, because I know how busy you are, I see your activities and schedules, but sure enough, you always pick up the phone, and I never get a voicemail in probably the 15 years I've known you. So, yeah, so it's just when we talk, it's productive, and it's just the best working relationship, period, with you guys.
Wow.
And I have to say, looking at Tiffany, like, you know, one of the first interactions I had with you guys, well, John was serving ice cream like 3 years ago in downtown Pittsburgh, and I met you.
Ah, yeah.
And then you guys came to the 100th episode of the Ajaga podcast that wasn't mine, but was kind of his. And you acted like you knew me for a million years. So kudos to you guys for that, because you kind of embraced the fact that like there's this crazy woman who's the same as this guy I know. And we appreciate so much that you get it. Right?
No, we do. We love it, too. You guys are awesome. You do great things.
And what John didn't bring up is before you got invited into this little niche group, we actually had a group meeting and a text and a call, and we had a vote. You know, we had to wear hoods and like, you know, just like the Masons or something like that, just before you even came. So welcome.
Right.
Well, thanks.
That was your secret.
Yeah, right? I'm super excited.
No, it is cool to see how it's all come about. And again, TJ really is that guy that was aware when it all started. He designed, if you go to yajagoff.com, it's him who designed that, him and Dan.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
He's the guy. They're the guys who make it easy for us to do what we do.
And he's the guy where when we get tough, tough projects, we're like, you know what? We're going to regroup and we're going to call TJ.
Yes.
Right?
Press the panic button, right? And there again, I'm sure him and Dan have these secret phone call or hand signals.
Dan seems to be like the calmer. Yeah. He calls Michelle, he calls TJ. Yeah.
Dan's like, forward to TJ's email. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right,
Addie, questions.
Are you ready?
If you walked into a store, would you rather have John or Rachel at the register?
Neither of them.
Wow. Self-checkout.
Yeah, self-checkout.
Kidding. That was a good answer. I'm just saying, Colin Parrish is in the lead on this. Just saying. Yeah. Go ahead, Ad.
Who's early and who is late?
Do you know that?
I wouldn't know that.
I'm going to guess
all,
John early, Rachel late.
Yeah,
just
I'm late.
We were sitting there for the other.
You were episode. Listening? Yeah, I'm late for it. Listen.
But TJ would be the guy to testify, like, how many times do I have to call John before we get a voicemail back? Three.
Yeah, true,
that's
true,
probably
true.
Minimum is three.
I am always late. I don't mean it, but I'm like, I can do one more load of laundry and drive one more kid somewhere
you know
before I get there.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Right.
All
right,
number three.
Would you rather have a son be a comedian in New York or be a USA hockey player?
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, you guys have daughters,
one.
But.
Both. I think they should be.
That's a good answer.
In New York playing hockey and.
Smart
as a comedian.
Answer. Smart answer.
I think
a funny,
that's a couple points.
Funny hockey player is the right answer, right?
Nice.
So we give extra points for that.
TJ and Tiff, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For all of them. And isn't it cool to kind of meet everybody that you don't even know? That
yeah,
really
they're like sort of
TJ's
play a part.
TJ's like, wait, well, all these people, this is why I don't get as much work as I want.
Yeah, these yeah. are the peeps. It's everybody.
Right.
We can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah,
right?
We really appreciate it. And the friendship is even better. So 100%. We appreciate that.
Eat and drink.
I always
don't.
Say we all lost our jobs at Allpack, but thankful for having that opportunity because look what it created here. So, yep.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you, Rachel.
Aww. Yeah, cool. Yay.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Can't tell it's 10:30.
Listen, they are closing out the podcast because they are our supreme volunteers. John.
CL.
Who volunteers better than CL it's and BFJ?
Yeah, right. They're the initial people, CL and BFJ.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
they have been to every event that we listed.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
and not
yeah.
not just like been there, helped work it,
100%,
all that kind of
and
stuff.
And they
so.
They are true. All kidding aside, anything we ask, they do.
They also sat in your living room last year and helped us assemble the parking chairs
that we hated.
That you did two of, and then decided to just go do something else while everybody else was doing it last year.
We burned our fingers on glue. Oh. Correct. And the year before, I cut boxes in a garage with
right.
Right. You really did. We were in a garage in Lawrenceville with no heat.
Right.
We did that twice, right?
Yeah, we did twice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So you guys have seen every event that has succeeded and failed, and you keep coming back. Like even
there's we have no choice.
Is that how you feel? Wow.
No, not at all. But we know how bossy you are.
Wow.
I think the most interesting part of this interview right now is. Just to go right to the questions because this is going to be good. Mm. This is going to be good.
We're asking like, everyone in them.
Well, oh, yeah.
Addie's going yeah. all 12 because
so,
here's the thing. These are my two closest
right,
people to me.
Background.
Aside from my husband, my children, John, these two people know me inside and out. Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to go all 12 questions.
Yeah.
Can they compete? Because as of right now, Colin Parrish is in the lead, right? He nailed his questions.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
What do we drink?
Coffee
and chocolate milk. He was like, yawn. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here you go, Addie.
They know.
Oh, man. I don't know. I might not know them.
All right, Ad. Hit them.
Would you rather play hockey with John or play basketball with Rachel?
Well, first of all, listen. I played basketball with Rachel.
Here she goes.
And I dominated. I mean, I'm all but 5'2", and this is like the Jolly Green Giant over here.
Wow.
Let me just tell you.
Wow.
Listen,
how about Willie said I've seen it?
Listen, her game isn't all that, so I already beat her once. I'll skate
welcome
with John.
To my
sure,
house. All right,
I'll
skate
with
hockey with John.
Wow, I hate you too. Next one.
I play basketball.
Thanks, Addie, because you feel sorry for me.
Yeah, she wasn't good, let me tell you.
Who would you rather negotiate with?
Mm-hmm.
Jenna. Oh.
I don't know. Why is she calling you Jenny? You're like her surrogate mom, and she's calling you Jenny.
Jenny for the block over
me.
Here.
I don't know.
Ed, I thought we were
who
tight.
Would you rather negotiate with, guys? Not me.
No.
I take it as a compliment.
Listen, I would not get anywhere with you.
Nope. No.
That's right.
I've tried before. That doesn't happen. John,
John's a pushover.
Yeah, John. I call
okay. John.
Yeah.
All right. Next, Dad.
What is John and Rachel's favorite meal?
Well, Rachel doesn't eat anything but that lives in anything.
Salad,
fish.
That's
it. John just eats anything. So
John just I mean, is like, happy he's like when a... Rachel lets him eat during the
right.
day.
Right. He's not even allowed to have lunch when Rachel's around. Poor guy's
they're
like
pretty
starving.
Good at this. Go ahead, Ed.
Name Name one of John and Rachel's favorite drinks.
Well, I'm going to go with Rachel drinking Tito's and
wrong.
And John is
Tito's and Fruition Water.
Yes.
Or Tito's and Club Soda.
How about Tito's and anything?
I mean, not anything.
Tito's, yeah.
You guys are wrong.
She just had the whole bottle.
I do love Tito's.
You guys are wrong. It's
I would have also accepted coffee or water.
I mean, with or without your IV of relax.
John's is definitely one of the easiest.
That's Rachel's favorite drink is Miralax.
Thank you right. very much. I just
on the rocks. Not mixed with anything, not even tea.
Dad thinks that's
remember
true.
When she was on the apple cider vinegar kick and she drank that every day?
I did drink the apple cider vinegar to get my system going. Go ahead, Ad. Next question.
No, you never said John's.
Oh, what's John's?
That's easy. Favorite drink? Chocolate milk, Jameson and soda.
Mm-hmm. Or just soda water.
Jameson. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Number one friend right here. Mm-hmm.
Can you name a job that they had before you jack off?
I'm going with Rachel working at AT&T, Trib. She was a paper girl back in the day for the Press and the Post-Gazette. Listen, I'm on a roll.
I really was.
I'm going to throw it back. Remember when you worked at 77 Kids?
Oh, yeah, they don't know where you worked, but they know where I worked. I did work at 77
Kids. Listen, John was EMS. Yeah. We saw pictures when he had the big glasses and the mustache. We saw pictures. He was an EMS person.
Okay. Chico, she worked at the doctor's office.
Okay, next question.
Who is early and who is late?
We all know. Rachel don't even know what a clock is. She tells you I'm on my way, and then you call her 20 minutes later, I'm on Jack's run.
I had to poop.
Right.
Who would you rather confess?
If you had to go to confession, who would it be to, me or John?
I'd go with Rachel.
Jen, don't be stupid.
Wow. See, this is
why bossy.
She's bossy, right, and that was bossy. So aggressive. And just for that, I'm saying John.
Wow, who didn't know
Jenny
that?
Jenny comes back.
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny?
Jenny, come on, Jenny.
We're not making this a thing, Ad.
Go ahead, Ad.
Jenny.
If you walked into a store, would you rather have John or Rachel at the register?
John, because he'd probably let me steal it.
I'm saying John because... There would be a really long line if Rachel was at the register because she knows everybody everywhere and would be talking to them and carrying on like an hour-long conversation. So
this would be it. You're like, I'd like to check out this one apple. Hold on a minute. There's a guy from 7th grade over there that I don't remember his name, but I need to go talk to him right now for the next 25 minutes.
How have you been?
What are you talking about? I don't even know you. Remember I sat next to you, third desk over.
Not true.
Now,
go ahead, Ed.
If you guys,
every time.
Since you know Mom the longest, if you pick John, she will flip out on you.
Okay,
had to pick John or Rachel to be your roommate for 2 years, who would you pick?
Oh, Jen would pick
obviously
me.
Obviously, Rach. We've already discussed it.
Yeah. Any trip we go on, we room together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Jenny and Rach.
Oh. Wow, at least it's on.
Theo?
Family? Family versus JC.
Listen.
You're going JC.
I'm going JC.
Wow.
I win. You're rooming with CL. Oh my God. It's because I toot. John, we have to decide who gets this gift card. Colin Parrish, who nailed them. Three questions, nailed them.
Or
these two wackos who.
Jenny and CL.
Sort of know.
What do you mean, sort of know?
Personally, I think the best part of the whole game show was the MC.
Yeah.
And the MC should get the gift card.
I think so, too.
Wow. Colin's like, bitch.
Willie didn't play yet.
Willie did not play yet. It's patient kind Willie's turn.
Yeah.
Patient kind Willie's up
Anyone
next.
Even up for the Willie?
I defer.
No, you're coming on.
Yeah. No. I say me and Don go head to head.
Yeah.
All right. So we still have to talk to the rest of my family.
Before we give you the results, here is this month's Moats' Notes.
It's Arthur Moats, and this is Moats' Notes.
It is time for Moats' Notes.
And being that it's the holiday season, it's only right that this month's Moses Notes be my top five favorite things to do during the holidays. Now, the first thing is this. I love watching Christmas movies. Yes, I'm talking Home Alone. I'm talking Die Hard. I'm talking The Grinch. And of course, throwing Elf too, man. I love Christmas movies. Can't get enough of them. They are just awesome to do, especially with the family. The second thing I love to do during the holidays is wear ugly Christmas sweaters. Yes, and it does not have to be at a party. No, not me. I'm wearing them to work. I might go to the local store. You might catch me pumping gas in an ugly Christmas sweater because they're ugly and they are cool. Now, the third thing I love to do during the holiday season is go pick out a Christmas tree. Yeah, it's just that whole process, whether we're going to cut one down or if we're just going to buy one. But just seeing the real trees, just the process with the fam, or with your significant other, the smell of them. And then, of course, you got to decorate them, baby. It's a perfect time. I love it. Brings everyone close. Now, the fourth thing I love to do during the holiday season is go look at Christmas lights. Man, it's something that's very inexpensive, but a ton of fun. And depending on where you're living at, it's multiple neighborhoods or places that have Christmas light themed events. And they're always a blast to do. Very cost efficient, like I said. So that's something that I always enjoy. And the fifth and final thing on this month's Moses Notes that I love to do during the holidays is sing Christmas songs. I'm talking, I love to sing them. I love to listen to Christmas music. I love to go caroling. Yes, I do. So, you make sure that you do the same. You make sure you listen to the things that I'm telling you, baby, so you can enjoy the holidays the right way, baby. And as always, peace.
Don't cross the moats.
So far, we're going with Colin Parrish. My friends what? Suck. Listen, in all seriousness, we'll decide, but how awesome are Jen and Lisa?
Oh, yeah, it's cool. That you talked about earlier about you going into the fold of, like, the TJ gang or whatever, and the same thing is
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you got into this
is
fold.
That, you know, you guys let me into that fold, which was totally cool.
Yeah, and they you like know? You, and that's a lot, because my friends don't like a lot of people.
Well,
right, you're the passive.
There's a lot of testing.
Right.
Always,
I sometimes feel like, though, John hates us when we're together.
Never.
No.
Jen, he is so good about, like, what would your friends like to do? Like, he is the epitome, like, you would think, but he truly gets it. And he, I mean, you know, he's a gem. So we're lucky, and he totally embraces what you guys do. Like, he wants to be on board with anything. Like, Cousin Lisa started Sin Bin Creations, as everybody knows, and we proudly will post anything we can about Sin Bin. He embraces it because he believes in it, and he believes in her. With you, if there's something that you embraced or wanted to do, he'd be all on board because he's that kind of person, and he has been welcomed into our group, so we're pretty lucky.
We are lucky.
I'm the lucky one.
No, so. We're lucky to have both.
Aww, pumpkins! All right, the gift card is still up for grabs.
So, we now have the Rennebeck family.
All of them.
Yes.
You have everybody Woo-hoo! Here. You have all three of my kids and my husband. Could I be any happier?
Right.
Mommy?
What, Addy?
Sounds like Addy's going to take over the podcast, I think.
No doubt.
I am very sorry, and I love you very much. And John, you're the best.
Well, thanks, Addy. Wow. Right.
Somebody all wants right. a gift card.
Willie, let's go to you first. So first of all, thanks for you guys letting us ruin your home tonight. Like, it's a mess in here. We're going to have a long cleanup. Willie, is that something we do tonight? Or is that something we all go to? You go to bed and we all meet back here at 10 o'clock in the morning and fix this
that's
up.
That's nothing that I do. I have no part in the cleanup.
You were part of the setup, the bar setup yes. tonight. What was the drink you made tonight?
That was I don't know the name of it. It was a candy cane cocktail.
Yeah.
So it was vanilla vodka with cream de menthe and cream de cocoa with crushed candy canes You kind of like put that on the rim of the glass, kind of like a salt on a margarita.
Thanks for saying that differently this time.
How did I say that differently?
No.
Did I say it different?
The way it was this, yeah.
I didn't say rimmer.
Right.
You said, right. You keep mentioning rim jobs right. for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
So, okay. Roman's ducking out. He's running to the, he thinks he's in a subway with an angry mom. Roman, you missed the entire party.
The whole thing.
So you have to catch up and you have to follow up. There are so many questions to be answered.
Right.
But so talk about the craziness of your mom being in business for herself and the podcast and all that kind of stuff. You live it every day, right?
I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, she's home. She tries her best to be home a lot, but she's gone most of the time. But she's always home by like about 4 o'clock for all of us. So it's not that bad. She usually finds like a set time where like she's able to just shut it off and like she has family time. So that's pretty nice. But
yeah.
Other than that, I mean, the one thing she doesn't do is grocery shop, which kind of sucks, but
that's
how all this is going on. Dom is eating a plastic cup right now because we're out of food.
He just ate
a plastic cup.
Does he know that there's pork sliders, Willie? Does he know that? Or
there is food all over his house. Like everywhere you look, there's food, and he is eating a plastic cup.
Dom, they talk about you being the middle child. And are you your mom's favorite?
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
For sure. Ask Roman and Addie.
Roman,
it's not even like it's yeah. me. It's not even a question.
I see. Okay. Willie, as I think you know, I think you probably heard us talk about it on other people's podcasts. I've had partners and all this kind of stuff. I've never found a partner in crime and work like Rachel, who has a crazy mind and is willing to accept the craziness of this being in business for yourself. And kudos to you for being sort of the stalwart, the stone of to say when she comes, you're like one of our customers. Mm-hmm. Willie, we have this. The day she called you and said, we might apply to Y108's morning show. You're like, yeah, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So talk about that part of it, because kudos to you.
I was just really happy that Rachel was going back to work finally. I was so tired of being the only one in this house that worked. So I was really looking forward to this day. But no, I mean, you know, it started out where we made a decision to her stay at home, raise the kids, so we didn't have to put money into daycare or, you know, rely on other family members to raise our kids. And we made it work, you know, made a good living with the construction. She was able to stay home, but then each year it got harder and harder to where I was working two or three jobs. She would pick up some jobs here or there, whatever it took. And then, you know, we knew this day would come someday when the kids were all in school, old enough that she would fall back. She has 2 college degrees, so we knew she had that to fall back on. And what we thought she was going to get into never transpired. But then what she fell into with you and this partnership and the whole marketing thing, and it blew me away. She's killing it right now. Yeah, both of you guys are killing it right now. So this is a lot more than what I thought was going to be, which made it a lot easier on us financially as a family of 5, which has made it really nice.
And the time commitment is awful, as you know. Any entrepreneur.
It's terrible.
You know, it's awful.
It's
right?
really bad. Yeah.
You know, they always say whatever that phrase is, takes a village, but it takes a family to support someone who wants to be entrepreneurial. And I can remember the day she got so mad at me when she said, I'd like to be a part of this. And I said, I don't think you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, there's nothing here. There really was. I mean, there was, you know, nothing here. And she was so mad, like, well, I guess you don't want me. You know how she is. I don't have to tell you, right?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
She but you know, when she got into it, it kicked it up. It kicked it up like 25 notches because of her experience and her ability to again be crazy. It takes a little bit of crazy,
but it's so important. And John says it all the time. But my family, I mean, his family, of course, but my family with my kids being in school, you guys take it all on and you absorb the craziness every day. And kudos to you, especially Willie, because what people don't realize is John and I consult Willie in a lot of the things we discuss and decide, because that's a big part of it. are we going to embark on this next venture that the Yajaga podcast has decided to embark on? And 99% of the time, Willie's on board. So we're pretty lucky.
Well, yeah, no doubt about it. And that's what I'm saying. It takes a lot of heart and soul and the grind of being an entrepreneur. That's why most people can't be entrepreneurs. And you are. And, you know, that's – I just remember I never even knew you wanted to be one. And there are days I feel bad, like, wow, we're really in the middle of this craziness. And I feel bad because look what we got ourselves into. But in the meantime, again, your family's always there. So appreciate it. And I have to tell you – hang on a second. I have to tell you guys – before we turn this into the Addy podcast, is that I appreciate the fact that not only did I find a business partner, but I found another family to take me in. And I appreciate that because you guys are, you know, I consider you guys very, very close friends, just like family. So I appreciate that. So, all right. So we have questions for you. Addy, it's my turn to
clap it up.
It's my turn to ask the questions.
Okay.
All right. Addy, or Will, no, you all have to answer. Y'all have to answer. We'll go right down the line. Roman, Addy, Dom, ready? Which sibling is nicer? I think we might have answered
this
one.
Who's the nicest sibling?
Hands down, Addy.
Why do you have to ask? Why do you have to interpret the question, boss? Shut up.
Micromanager.
It's definitely me.
Yeah?
No, Addy, you have to pick out a mirror.
Right? No. She can pick. You can pick yourself if you want.
You can pick yourself.
Actually, it's me and Roman.
No, it's not Dom. They just don't like me.
Dom, you want to beat me up every single day and say, put him up. All right. Shut up. Put him up.
Dom, would you pick yourself?
No. Definitely. It'd probably be Roman because Addy's mean to me 24/7.
I love it. This is becoming Jerry Springer.
Oh, my God. Well,
someone's going to break a chair. All right. All right. Roman, Addy, Dom, what was your biggest fight so far?
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. I like
me
this
and
one.
Addy never fight, but, like, when me and Dom get into it, I only get, like, serious once he pulls my hair. Like, if he pulls my hair, then we get into it.
All right, Addy.
Addy?
I got a good one for this.
Okay. Our biggest fight was probably whenever we both screamed, I hate you!
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Dom?
Me and Roman were in the basement, and we were, like, really mad at each other, and I just started, like, really, like, punching hard, and then, yeah, we got into it in the basement, like, really badly.
I don't hit back, though.
Yeah, I was just on top
just
of
take
throwing
it.
Punches.
Willie, what was the biggest fight these three
this
ever
one
had?
One time, Rachel punched me.
Threw you down the steps.
Called her dad.
All right, there. Let's see here. What is Rachel or what's their favorite show? Either one's favorite show. This is going to be easy for you guys.
No, they won't. I don't know.
Willie, what's Rachel's favorite show, TV show?
Currently?
What am I watching?
Well, that.
Rachel, shut up. He understands the question. I didn't ask it in Chinese.
Look, you can't. You just can't stop. What is
it? I agree. I think we should
roll the tape back right there.
Just do a little snipping, delete there. Yeah.
I mean, first he said it, but then he.
Yeah, had to act it out. Yeah.
Right.
The guy.
Not that way.
It's on Prime Video, The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Yeah, yeah. If you think, Roman, if your mom had to choose between Marvelous Miss Maisel or Big Brother, which one would she choose?
I haven't even heard of that second show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We all watch Big Brother, so all right. Say Big Brother.
All right, cool. All right, let's see here. What's this one? All right, here we go. All of you, if you had to pick a roommate for 2 years, would you pick me or your mother?
Oh, man.
This is Miralax Enhanced.
Eddie, you answer.
My mom only because I've known her for 10 years.
Gotcha, okay.
I'd have to go John. Only because I like being on time for things. So.
Wow.
Dom.
So I would definitely go with John because
I wouldn't be screamed at from the bottom of the stairs. Dom, wake up! It's time for school.
And then the next day, she yells at you, "Stop yelling from the bottom of the stairs!"
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Willie, who would you room with?
Hands down, I would pick Roman.
Nice. Nice. If you walked into a store, Roman, we'll go back and start with you again. If you walked into a store, who would you rather have as the cashier, John or Rachel?
John, because my mom's good at, like, she's good at, like, talking to people, but, like, once she gets mad, she can't stop. Like, you've seen her in, like, the subway line.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like,
Tell the subway story.
So we're all, like, five different. We go to Subway, and John came in, like, after us. And my mom was ordering us all dinner, and, like, a dinner for five of us at Subway is, like, 9 foot longs. So my mom's ordering, like, the whole whatever, and then John comes in, and the lady's, like, mad because John's messing with my mom, like, behind her, just like, is this lady gonna hurry up? And then the workers actually started getting mad and yelling at my mom. So then she gives it back because she doesn't care. And then we get scared and we run in the bathroom. So she fights with the subway worker while John laughs. And we all go in the bathroom. It was great. John.
Addie, who would you rather be your cash register person?
If it was that giant eagle, I'd want both of you because someone could be the bagger and then someone could.
Dom?
John, because mom has, like, no patience whatsoever. So I'd, like, walk up to the cash register.
Dom is my favorite.
I'd walk up to cash register and I'd ask for something or, like, give her something to check out. And I'd say one thing and I'd get flipped out on. So, yeah.
It's clear that Dom knows he's the favorite because he's getting away with everything. Willie, who would you prefer to be the cash register?
I would. Cashier. Again, hands down, no question. I would go self-checkout.
All right. Here we go.
Paris is winning this.
Right. All right. Here we go. One more. We'll go backwards. We'll go Willie down to Roman, okay? Who would you rather confess something to? Who would you rather confess? You wrote the question, Addie. Okay. Say something like, say I did something wrong. Like, oh, I stole a pencil or something. Willie, who would you rather confess to, me or Rachel?
John.
Why?
Why? Because I have to live with you.
You can confess.
And you can't let anything go. So if I tell John I screwed up, no big deal. Like, John's going to get over it. Like, if I tell you I screwed up, it's going to be at least a week and a half before.
Not true.
And I'll go
before
to
we even drop it. And then, about 38 months later, you're going to bring it up again.
Dom, I don't even want to talk.
It's Dom. John. I'm just going to go. I'm not going to say anything. Just
Addie.
I would go with Mom just because I would, if I started to cry, she'd be like, it's okay, we'll get through it. Yeah. And, like, I lied to Dad once because he said, what happened to Roman's window? And I said, I don't know, and I threw a softball inside the window and it cracked.
I still didn't know
that. I didn't know either.
It happened it was whenever the Steeler room was there.
Oh, before it was Roman's room.
I woke up in the middle of the night, like, freezing. And I had no clue what it was. And then I just was just missing two window
Roman
panels.
Daddy threw us off. Rom, who would you pick, honey?
Probably you.
Yeah.
I have to go with my mom.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Child. That's my
That's why I'm your favorite.
That's why.
Yeah. All right. This is an easy one. We'll just. This is like a rapid fire.
Mom's late. John's early.
Oh, my God.
Is that a consensus for everybody? Yeah.
I'm always late. Anyone who knows me. It's just part of my life. I need an extra laundry drop. I'm driving them everywhere. It's not my fault.
Willie, does this sound familiar? Are you ready?
Right.
And then you get up and you stop doing everything you're doing.
And we stand there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you
and
go
she's
back.
Like, hold on, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And then you stand there.
You open up your laptop again.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, are you ready?
Set the alarm. Wait, I have to put my shoes on.
Wow.
Or I need juice.
Time management. We need to work on time management with Rachel.
2020 is time management.
We did that twice this week. All right.
She needs an assistant like good call, Rob.
Assistant.
Like Mike Tomlin.
Assistant.
We need to hire a coach to watch
hire
the clock management
Rach.
like Mike they did for the Steelers. That's what we need.
Yeah.
We got to find out that guy's name that the Steelers hired and get him over here.
Yeah, her math is not good. We can be there in 7 minutes. It's Toledo, but we'll be there in 7 minutes, and the Hyperloop isn't done yet. All right, ready? Name a, well, you guys, this is an easy one. So, name your, how about this? We'll change it up. Name your mom's, favorite job prior to you jag off. Which job do you think she liked before you jag off?
Chico's.
Chico's?
No.
Roman's like, I don't know.
Probably the trim.
Okay. Dom?
No, just skip me. Yeah, that's
really
good.
Dom. Jeez. Middle child.
Janitor in the bank. Janitor in the bank.
I hate Tom.
Wow. I didn't even know you remembered that.
Well, wait, you were a janitor?
Yes. She swept the bathroom. Yeah.
I cleaned banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom,
how did
we
none of us
know? That's why
one bank.
Favorite,
she cleaned
everything.
One bank.
No, I cleaned
That's why I'm your favorite.
God, Will. Was there any job I liked better?
No, definitely.
Probably. At Markowitz. I think you liked it, what you did.
And it fueled everything for now.
Well, yeah, you can write the answer however you want. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Rachel's favorite drink of any kind. Dom.
Isn't it like Bloody Mary or something like that?
No, Bloody Mary is not
Well, coffee. You're on the bottom of the list.
Coffee's
Tito's.
Up there?
Tito's.
Rome?
Yeah, probably coffee.
Coffee's up there?
Coffee
yeah.
And water.
Will? Water?
Coffee. Coffee and Tito's.
Tito. I,
see? I got John's is chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk for John.
Same.
What is Rachel's favorite meal?
Oh, I know it. Salad.
Salad.
Salad by far.
Salad. Chicken salad.
Oh, Tanner's ready.
Salad.
Let the dog in here.
All right. Would you rather play hockey with John or basketball with Rachel?
Oh yeah,
basketball.
Supposed to be. Would you rather?
No. That, but we're not changing the question. It's the same question for everybody. Answer the question.
I've never seen John play hockey.
You don't want to? It's boring.
Play basketball. So if I wanted to win, I'd play my mom in basketball.
Oh, I see. You would definitely beat me in hockey. I guarantee it. You'd definitely beat me in hockey. Addy.
Not gonna ice skating.
There you go, Dom.
Probably basketball, so I can see if my mom was lying or not about if she was good.
Willie, are you gonna try to box Rachel out, or are you gonna check her into the wall?
We actually used to go to the court and play one on one before we had kids. And
we played on the
yeah.
Tell Cousin Lisa to shut up.
Cousin Lisa used to watch that shit. She saw me beat that ass. So. I would take you back to the court.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. All right, last one. Who would you rather negotiate with, John or Rachel?
This is easy.
Negotiate.
Like debate.
You would all negotiate with John because you can get over. If you had the decision to go on the bus or not, who would you want to talk to about, me or John?
Mm-hmm. Or like, okay, so like, if we're talking about like, say I was negotiating with one of you two to like go to school or not.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go to John.
Right. And you would go to
I'd
John.
I'd pick John.
And you would go to...
No. I never said anything. I said, come back to me.
Rome, who are you picking?
I think Mom has that look on her face.
Yeah. This face.
There you go.
Addie's holding it. You're not getting it.
John.
Mom, you're the best mom ever. I couldn't ask for.
Right.
I would go to John.
They all said you're a pushover.
Rachel doesn't follow the rules when it comes to arguing.
No, she
doesn't. She goes outside the rules. And then she would bring up something you said like from 3 years ago that has nothing to do with the current argument.
And this. My family's done. We can't thank my family enough, though. They're such supporters. My family, they're the biggest supporters of our organization, our company, everything that goes on here. Everything is done at Pearl Avenue headquarters, and we can't be more lucky or blessed or thankful for everything.
No, I would agree. You know, they let me invade, and I try to make sure I'm out of here. So, because I know when I'm here, I know you'll work. So if I get out of here, then you'll shut down. So, and we invaded here tonight for the party, and look at this place. It's we turned it upside down, but
That's where Jenna and Cousin Lisa are cleaning up. Look at them.
Nice. So, John, go ahead. The Addy Podcast is beginning.
So, whenever you first came, I never knew about you. And I kind of just was like, why is he here every single day?
Yeah.
And then once I started to know you, I really got attached to you, and I really like you.
Thanks, Ad. Thanks, Ad. You're awesome.
Wait, John. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's getting the gift card? Hey. Like,
wait. So
that's funny because your dad said the same thing earlier to me.
So who's your favorite? Really who's your favorite out of us three? If you don't answer, we have to listen to the Addy Podcast for the next 2 hours. You have to answer.
No, I'm not.
Wow, that's tough. That is
John,
tough.
John, we go way back. Come on.
We go way back, yeah. Jeez.
Go with your heart and pick Addy. I should really take Colin's place.
Yes, you should. Wow, that I can't pick a favorite. I'm going. No, I can't go. I mean, Addie's an easy one because she's the girl, right? And as Willie will know, every daughter will wrap their right. So I'm the same with Hannah. But you're all good to me, and
so
I'm very
Daddy.
Thankful. I'm very thankful for that. So I appreciate that.
Including Addy took it as Addy.
I mean, you didn't say Dom or Roman in that, so I think it's me.
Right.
Tanner.
Tanner. All right, so that's the end of the Jagoff podcast for the Christmas episode. It's 7 hours long, I think, at this point. And I feel like we're at the Jerry Lewis telephone.
100%. We're tired. We're all laying on tables.
It's almost 12 a.m. So.
Thank you to everybody who showed up, and we had a wonderful time.
Yeah. And again, thanks to Rorik Honda, who is our sponsor, and probably Rorik Mazda, who will also be a sponsor. And thanks to everybody who listens to the podcast. Make sure you do radio.com.